day, and I wanted to use my intellect not for Judaism, but I wanted to use it for Jesus because I'd had this encounter with Christ. You know, I think we all have those opportunities, those encounters that we can have and partake of with Christ. And he wants us to go do the same thing, to share with others where we've been and what we've done and what we've seen. It was painful to spend so much time wondering, where would I go next? I wondered all the time what the purpose was of this learning and growing. Where was I going to go? What was I going to do? I had all this information, but I didn't have an end result or an end goal until one day. One day, Barnabas came to take me away to Antioch. And I remember it like it was yesterday. Barnabas was going along. We were walking along the road, and I wanted to tell Barnabas everything I had learned the past few years about Jesus, the Messiah. And there were several times that Barnabas actually said, "Paul, we need to sleep. Just be quiet. Just be quiet." But I couldn't help it. I was now with another brother who could share the same things. You know, I'll have to tell you a story. When I first met Peter, boy, that was an interesting experience. Peter and I are so different. Peter, he knew what was important to fishermen and tradesmen. Where I knew what was important to the leaders and the elite in the towns and villages I visited. And so I remember the first time I met Peter, I saw him and he wasn't quite what I expected. And I walked up to him and I said, "Hi, Peter, I'm Paul." And Peter didn't extend his hand out. I extended mine. He came and he embraced me and gave me the biggest hug I'd had since I was a kid and my mother. I thought, man, this guy's really loving. You know, we, Peter and I and the disciples, talked about Jesus and the things I'd missed. And the thing is, John told me that because of my experience that I had on the road to Damascus, I was called to do something. I was called to preach about the testimony of the change that happened in my life because I'd met Jesus. And so right then and there, I'd been given my purpose. You've all been given a purpose too. Yes, it's to study the Bibles. We talked about that earlier. To know about God and the scriptures, and to look at the lives of great people like Moses and John and Peter. But guess what? Their stories are just stories about people that went from bad to worse to good again because of the goodness of God. We all have that story. And our purpose is to tell the story about what God has done in our lives. And that was my goal, to go about and tell the story. And so I went from town to town to town. You know, a city can tell a lot about its people by how they live. And so what I would do is when I went to a city, I would go into the city and I would go to the marketplace because the marketplace was the place everybody went to have a social life. They really did. They didn't hang out inside. They went to the marketplace to talk about things like the wedding that happened last weekend, politics, the latest play that was going on, and what fruits were in season. And so I would go to these marketplaces in the city. I would begin to talk with people. And then at some point in the conversation, I would say this: Have you heard of what's happened in Jerusalem with the Messiah, with Jesus? And some people would lean in and they'd say, "Yes, I know. I believe him. Tell me more." But other people would say, "No, I don't want to know about that." And so I'd work with the ones that were hungry and thirsty for the knowledge of the gospel. And then I would move on to the next city. And that was my life, spreading the gospel from city to city to city to see the love of God grow. You know, there was a lot of confusion in my time. Especially my dispersed brothers, the Jews. Some of them considered me a traitor. Oh, let me tell you, preaching a message counter to Judaism others trusted Jesus as their Messiah, and they were outraged that I didn't insist that these converted Jews have circumcision and eat kosher foods. I guess they thought the Jesus movement would simply melt into Judaism. But it wasn't that easy. Listen, there was a lot of confusion as to how to merge these two together. Us Jewish Christians and the Gentile Christians. There was just a lot of confusion. Violence broke out on more than one occasion. I was stripped, I was beat, I was jailed on more than one occasion. In fact, there was several times I went to a city, and by nightfall, there had been a price put on my head, and I had to leave the city and limp to the next city. One thing that I didn't realize was I didn't realize that there would be so much walking involved in this journey. I went through sandal after sandal. In fact, the sandals I even have on now, you see, it's time for some new ones. Many sandals I wore through, walking from town to town to town for the sake of the gospel. I'd find myself every time back on those dusty roads going to the next town. You know, I'm grateful to Jesus for making me adequate to do this work. And he says to you today, you are adequate to do this work. He went out on a limb knowing and trusting me with this ministry. The only credentials I brought to this, are you ready for this? The only credentials I brought to this were arrogance, witch hunts, and an invective attitude. But I was treated mercifully because I didn't know what I was doing and I didn't know who I was doing it against. Grace mixed with faith poured over me and into me because of Jesus and only Jesus. Here's a word you can take to heart this morning and you can depend on. Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. I'm proof of that. Public sinner number one. Of someone who could have never made it apart from the sheer mercy of God. And now, he shows me evidence of his endless patience to those who are right on the edge of trusting him forever. Jesus Christ and him crucified is the message. It's what propels me to go from city to city, to preach, to teach, to baptize, and to live out the gospel life. Let us bow our heads. Father God, we thank you so much for leading the Apostle Paul. What an incredible journey. You took someone who was on the outside, who was an instigator of punishment and cruelty, and you turned his heart, you turned his life around, and used it to propel the gospel and write scripture after scripture about this journey. Father, I realized this morning you want us to focus solely on Jesus so that we too can live out the gospel that you want us to live, the life-centered gospel. Father, I pray that as we close today, Father, we will reflect and we will think about this. In Jesus' name, amen. There's a video that we're going to close with this morning. And this video, I want you to listen to the words, because this video is not about us being great. It's not about us making a name for ourselves, but it's about Jesus. And after the video, you're just dismissed to go. I want you to go and have a great Sabbath and interact and have a wonderful, wonderful day. But here's the video, so please listen to the words and take it to heart.
Make it count, leave a mark, build a name for yourself. Dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else. Make a name the world remembers. But all an empty world can sell is empty dreams. I got lost in the light, but it was was up to me to make a name the world remembers. But Jesus is the only name to remember. And
God, I just want to thank you so much for Jesus. And Father, as we live out this week, may we remember that it's not about us. It's about Jesus. And we want you to be glorified in our lives, in our homes, in our hearts. Go with us now, Father, and bless us this Sabbath. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.